Good evening, Heather. Pardon my interruption. I know you just returned. I pray that your visit to the harem was productive. Yes, I'm sure. The reason that I'm here is that I've been meaning to ask something of you, Father. Yes, it's about the harvest ceremony. Each year I've watched you pick one of the girls from your harem to become your new wife at the festival. And I know that I shouldn't question my emperor, but are you sure that you're doing the right thing? It's just that, well, Father, they never seem particularly well equipped for courtly life. They're unrefined, their manners are misplaced, and their minds always seem to be in the bedroom. I can see how that might have suited their former station, but none of them could hold a candle to a real queen. Like Mother. Which got me thinking. This year, rather than wedding yourself to one of them, why not choose a girl who already knows all there is to know about the Imperial Court? Of course I'm talking about me, silly. I grew up in this palace. I know all facets of imperial life. I'm smart, beautiful, charming, and modest. And now that I've come of age, isn't it time that I did my part to serve you, Father? Who could ever love you more than your own daughter? Some of your concubines might have the upper hand on me in certain aspects, but you know I'm a quick learner, don't you, Father? I've been visiting your girls. Oh, I know I shouldn't, Father, but they told me things. Things I didn't know. Things I shouldn't know. Things about pleasing men. Things about pleasing you. The perfume my father likes them to wear. I know you noticed it on me. How he likes them to whisper in his ear. And nibble on his earlobes. How my father likes a girl who isn't afraid to be on top. That's it. Lie back now. And how my daddy has an appetite for virgin. Yes, Father. Take off that top for me. I want to see your body. Every inch of you is so perfect, Daddy. Muscles sculpted by the gods. We were made for each other. I was made for you. I said I was a quick learner, Father. Oh, I can feel you getting hard for me already. Luckily for us both, this dress hitches up easily, and I'm not wearing anything underneath. I can feel it rubbing against me. Show me, Daddy. Show me that big cock I need. Oh, gods above. The girl said you were big, but I thought it might have been flattery. Can
Can I touch it, Daddy? It's so hard and warm and smooth. I like it. Oh, Father, I've never seen that look on your face before. Do you like it when your little girl plays with your big, thick dick? I'm wet for you. I'm so wet. I need you, Daddy. I need you inside of my hole. You're going in. My daddy's going into my pussy. A little bit. Just go slowly for me, please. I don't think I can do it. Sorry, Daddy. It hurts. You will? Can I hold on to you? Please? Slowly, Daddy. I'm okay, I'm okay. I just let it hang for now. Tell it. Just do it slowly, okay, Daddy? Father, Daddy, do I feel good? You feel good too. Oh, you like it when I push back, Daddy? I'll sit up and hold on to my hips, okay? Oh, you're so deep. Daddy, love me. Yeah, like this. Do you like it when I ride you, Daddy? Yeah, you like it when your princess rides your big cock. Am I better than your concubines? Does your little girl fuck you better than those whores? Yes, Daddy, yes. Oh, it's only a dress to tear it off. Oh, Daddy. When you make me your queen, you'll get me anyone. My emperor gets what he wants. He wants to see his little girl bouncing on his dick. Yeah, honey. My tits? Yes, Daddy, grab my tits. Oh, no. Oh, it's so warm. On my... Oh, I'm gonna come. You're making me come on your cock, Daddy. Oh, I love Daddy, you didn't come with me, Daddy. I don't care if it's my first time, Father. I'm not much of a wife if I can't make you come. And anyway, I liked it. They want more. Even if you do choose to decline my request, please promise me one thing, Daddy. Please, 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 don't pick that rotten cousin of mine. Keep her in your harem if you must, but I couldn't bear to see her as your wife. I've never liked her, it's that foreign blood. Grandfather was a fool to marry any daughter of his to such a savage man. I don't care if he calls himself king. Oh, Daddy, he's no more than a barbarian. None of them are. Oh, ours is the only bloodline of any worth, descended from the gods themselves. Our blood is not to be sullied with that of lesser kings. The place of an imperial sister is beside her brother, just like you, mother. My own brother? I would dutifully take my place by his side, were that your wish. But Mara was always his favorite sister. And now that she's with his child, no, the timing just isn't right. Besides, what better way to celebrate their good fortune? And with the child of our own. Oh, they could be betrothed in one of these lands long after we're gone. Or, oh, we could just have our child as your heir. No, I was always ambitious, Mother. That's why I'm your favorite little girl. Giving me your most pureborn son. And the gods would surely smile on him. Oh, come in me. Oh, come inside my pussy, Daddy. Make me as your woman and make me your queen. Oh. Before the gods see me with your child, yours is the will of the heavens. Oh, my emperor, fill me up. Come with your princess, Daddy. Come in me. See, Daddy, I can feel it. It's so warm. Here come. So you'll consider me, right? Don't be silly, Father. I know the harvest ceremony isn't for a few months now. I'll let you sleep on it. So long as I get to sleep in this bed with you. Just for tonight, at least. Like these two, Daddy.